Okay, I think it's a small part, but I think it's there. On the other side, you have people who hate America. And they hate it because it's run primarily by white Christian men. Let me repeat that. America is run primarily by white Christian men. And there is a segment of our population who hates that, despises that power structure. So they, under the guise of being compassionate, want to flood the country with foreign nationals, unlimited, to change the complexion, pardon the pun, of America. Now, that's hatred too. It's a different kind of hatred, but it's hatred. And best exemplified by the New York Times, which today says in its editorial, quote, "Those who want the immigration bill to be better are horribly conflicted by it. Their emotions still seem vastly overmatched by the ferocity of the opposition from the restrictionist right, with talk radio lighting up over amnesty callers, spitting out the words with all the hate they can pour into it," unquote. Now, this is a theme of the New York Times, that if you oppose the immigration bill, that you hate Latinos. Now, it's a segment that does, but most oppose it on policy. They think it's bad policy, rewarding bad behavior, bad policy. But the New York Times, which is an open border, okay, let everybody in, concern, that's what they want, because they want a totally different power structure in America. Number one, they realize that 40 million new citizens, and that's, you know, probably the estimate that if you let all the illegal immigrants and all their extended families come here, which is what the New York Times want, would wipe out the two-party system. You'd only have a Democratic Party, because new immigrants are probably going to break 3-1 Democrat. And that's what the New York Times wants. But more than that, they want to change the white Christian male power structure. That's what they want. Now, these are hidden agendas. New York Times had never copped to that, ever. But if you read consistently their editorials, they have no solution to border security. They don't want any sanctions on illegal aliens who come here and even commit crimes. They want criminal aliens to stay. And they don't want any sanctions on businesses who continue to hire illegal aliens even after the Z visa is issued. It's an open border. Let them all in. Anybody who wants to come here. That's insane. We don't have America then. America disappears. That's where Pat Buchanan is right. You let that happen, there's no more United States of America. It's gone. You have United States of the world, because everybody comes here with no restrictions. So you got racism on the anti-Latino front, and you have racism on the anti-Christian white male front. Aha! Isn't that interesting?